5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back to Big News. The Rockets with the number two pick overall. You want to get in here, make your case for who they should take. And one tweeter said, I've seen just nothing but mostly Evan Mobley. I just think, you know what, and I'm going to contradict myself here. You don't want to worry about redundancy, but I'm worried about redundancy there. I mean, because Christian Wood is here, and you know you can count on that dude. I don't know that you can count on Kevin Porter, so I don't mind being redundant at that position. Christian Wood, you got for 2 more years anyway, and that might be it, unless you make the right choice here. And in today's world now, would you say that Phoenix made the right choice in DeAndre Ayton?
I don't think anyone's going to say they should have taken him over Luka. I think people would say different skill sets, but if you compare Kawhi with Paul George, why couldn't you pair Devin Booker with Luka? You could find ways to have two dynamic scorers. Devin Booker can play without the ball. I don't think anyone's going to ever say that. And I wouldn't say it either.
What about Trae Young?
The moment they put Trae Young around talented players, the Hawks, and found him a competent coach, they had success. So I think we just happen to have three really good players at the top of the draft. And Ayton has taken longer. Ayton's going to need more help to be that type of player. The other two can be great players and help others become better players. Ayton has to eat off of others currently.
Yes. They needed Chris Paul. Would you rather have Chris Paul or Trae Young right now?
If I'm trying to win a title now, I'd rather have Chris Paul. 3 years from now, clearly it's going to be Trae
Young. Would they be in the same position if they had Trae Young instead of Chris Paul?
Trae Young's in a conference final right now? Probably not. Probably not. I don't. The Suns wouldn't have been as good this year with Trae Young as their point guard. Because Chris Paul, I'm not going to take away from what Chris Paul did because he does this everywhere. Trae Young is. The Hawks were a 5 seed. Yes, they're on a good run right now, but they're still the 5 seed in the East. Now, they started off really poorly, and they got it going. But the Suns, for the most of the year, the second best team in basketball, or at least in the West. And Chris Paul was a major part of that. So I'm going to say...
Major part of it, but look, they're still winning without him.
That's fine. It's 2 games. And by the way,
Would Atlanta be winning without Trae Young right now? No, wouldn't be winning basketball games.
They're winning basketball games when Kawhi Leonard's not playing on the other side. So, yes, they're without Chris Paul, but the Clippers are without Kawhi.
Correct. True. But Ayton seems to be a great fit because you have to have a big guy, too.
And he's not just a big. He's a big who can catch and finish. He doesn't have a lot of – you're not going to throw the ball down into him 5 straight times in a row and to go tell him to get buckets. But he can be a contributor because his hands are good enough and he's quick and he's agile enough to be able to and competent enough around the rim to make moves, whereas Rudy Gobert is really a dunk and offensive rebounder guy. Aiden can make a move or two and find a way to score. Yeah, he's a big part of their team. He is kind of a unicorn in today's NBA, where you have a big man who you can keep on the floor to play defense. He can not only be a rim protector, but you can also find ways for him to be an impactful player on the offensive end. Whereas the big man in this league currently, if you're not named Joel Embiid and Jokic, and Rudy Gobert is a prime example, the Clippers pretty much would have played him off the floor if Quinn Snyder would have adjusted. But you know, the way Utah's built, they're built all around playing defense around Rudy Gobert because they're not very good on the perimeter playing defensively, so they need the rim protector to stay there. The Clippers said, nah, we'll just play five out. So we're going to take that part of the strength of his game away from him, and he's a non-factor on the other end, so he's not going to punish us for going small. Aiden will punish you for going small.
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't. You have to take him off the floor. Hey, even Giannis. Well, we've seen with Ben Simmons, you can't give him the ball because they're gonna follow him. Giannis, you're gonna follow him. They're gonna put him on the line. You don't have to fear having Ayton on the floor.
No, that's why I said it's kind of like a unicorn for big men,
mm-hmm.
where he isn't such a detriment offensively, and particularly when he's shooting like 77% from the floor, at least in the regular season. Not floor, free throw line in the regular season. He's not. You foul him, you're gonna probably have two free throws going on the scoreboard for Phoenix. So, like I said, he's unique. Him and Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is a more prolific scorer, but him and Joel Embiid are probably the only two guys in the playoffs right now you can say as actual centers that aren't. Well, Joel Embiid's not in the playoffs. I take that back. But him, Jokic, and Joel Embiid, guys you can play. But him, but Ayton's a better defender than Jokic. So you even have that as a plus.
Yeah,
he's a guy who's developed, and credit to him, because when you have that heat of being you're not Luka and you're not Trey, that can wear on you a little bit. But he's found a way, and he's got a shot. He's two games away from going to the finals.
And you know, by the way, when you get to the Bucks, I mean, I think you're going to really appreciate having Ayton as opposed to a Luka or a Trey Young.
I would say more you appreciate Ayton more than you'd have having Brook Lopez. I would, because you're going to see a difference in athleticism when those two face off against each other. And while Ayton doesn't have to just play strictly drop coverage, you want him around the rim. But Brook Lopez is a non-factor on switches or trying to trap the pick and roll. The Bucks play him in drop positions, and that's what you're going to see against the Hawks. Can Trae Young exploit that drop defense where Brook Lopez isn't going to come out and try to defend him? At least that's not what they've done in the past.
They're going to run Drew Holiday through every screen.
Yeah, and then can Trey make those floaters? And then if Brook Lopez steps up, then that leaves Capella back there for the lob, which Trey Young's proficient at. So I wonder if there will be an adjustment from the Bucks as far as the defense they play, but probably not when Brook Lopez is on the floor.
No, Brook Lopez can be he can definitely be a detriment
now,
to you.
We say all this, and he got that big block against KD, so there are positives to him, but I think they're going to try to exploit that matchup.
Boy, Budenholzer was catching it this morning on the early show, if it wasn't for KD's long feet, that series would be over. The Nets would have won. He did nothing to adjust to KD.
How do you adjust to Kevin
Durant?
Well,
I mean, plenty of people said Giannis should have been on him.
Yeah,
so don't zone. Why is Lopez out there? Why is Lopez standing on the free throw line waiting for Durant? That's coaching.
Well, that's the defense they play. And that's has been his issue for a while. He doesn't adjust, and we stick with what has worked, and we'll figure it out. And yeah, Kevin Durant torched them, and Kevin Durant is the best offensive player in the world, and he'll torch a lot of people. You know what? Long feet and all, but you know what Brook Lopez did? In that overtime, got a huge block. So Bud will say, look, I keep that guy on the floor for rim protection and his ability to stretch the floor when he's making shots, and he made a play for us. Look, Kevin Durant's – no one defends Kevin Durant. You want to put Giannis on him? Giannis was dead tired. Kevin Durant would have ate him alive, too. Giannis could barely stand in that game, like a lot of guys.
Everybody wanted him. Giannis, go get us 40 and cover Durant.
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah, sure, that's great if he's a robot. But he's a human being, and you need him to go put up 40 to keep you in the game. Because, you know, if Drew Holiday was actually more proficient and efficient, besides that little stretch in the fourth quarter, maybe you give Giannis a couple of possessions because you don't have to depend on him offensively. But everything was him and Chris Middleton creating. So maybe Giannis takes a couple breaths guarding someone else not named Kevin Durant. It's understandable. Kevin Durant didn't guard Giannis every time. Did Kevin Durant want to get beat up in the post by Giannis all the time? You have to make concessions.
All of this is just to say that the Rockets should draft Jalen Green. That's all.
Or if you want a alleged leader, Suggs was a leader in college. We'll see how it works in the NBA. You draft Suggs and you go, that's going to be our floor general. And then you hope to secure Christian Wood for the future, because those discussions are going to have to happen next year. You don't want to get to the offseason before. You don't want to get to the actual free agency period. You're going to have those discussions early and say, hey, you want to sign an extension? And Christian Wood's going to probably have to see proof of concept.
Well, that's it. Whoever this pick is going to be the deciding factor of whether or not you've got Christian Wood beyond these next 2 years.
You know, whatever moves you can make in the offseason to secure some players that will help your team. I don't know if Christian Wood's going to be willing to sign with this team if they're on pace for another.
You're still laden with Eric Gordon and
that's what
John
I'm saying.
Wall.
Well, you guys are telling me the Warriors would really want
the
him.
The Warriors are dying to have John Wall.
So there's a lot of things the Rockets have to do. The first step was yesterday. You have the ability to either draft that two, or maybe you find a player who wants out, or a team that can't get along and they're not going to be able to re-sign them, and you say, hey, we'll give you the two pick and whatever the salaries needed to make work to go get us an all-star. Rafael Stone said yesterday that it's the impact of number two is big. We hope to find an impactful player, but it doesn't necessarily have to be from the actual pick in the draft. Maybe they use it for a trade. That's not off the table for them.
That it better be off the table.
He said it wasn't.
Go get a great young player.
Young veteran.
No. Just go get a Green or a Suggs.
If you get an established all-star
who?
That's the point. If you can find one or a team who wants to come off their guy because they want to start a rebuild and they're going to give you a 27, 28-year-old all-star, you're not taking that? On the possibility.
Well, don't forget
of
the money.
Green.
That's the difference in money
you
too.
You got to pay someone. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? You're paying 40 for Wall. For Gordon.
It's not a simple thing of just trade two for a star. Yes, you have to make the money work. But general managers have been making the money work for years. So if it can be done, that's what I'm saying. If it can be done, you're saying you don't want an established all star.
Nope. I want the pick.
Why?
Because I want to see a young guy develop with Christian Wood.
Christian Wood you got to make Christian Wood believe that he should be here.
Right. Right. You've got established guys. No, you've got Eric Gordon. You've got John Wall.
I said all-star. A current.
John Wall's been an all-star.
He's not an all-star anymore. Okay. I said a current all-star.
No. I don't want to hear trade picks.
I imagine the Rockets.
I don't want to hear that, Rafael.
The Rockets are more open to
Rafael
it.
Rafael Olole. I don't want to hear
Rockets
that.
The Rockets are more open to it than you are.
Yeah.
And to expedite the rebuilding process.
All right, when we come back, the Olympic basketball team was named. Take a look at who it's going to be next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards are back, celebrating the top talent in Houston's restaurant and bar communities. Join us July 22nd at Silver Street Studios for our signature in-person tasting event and award ceremony. Come celebrate all of the nominees like Restaurant of the Year, Bar of the Year, Best Neighborhood Restaurant, and more. We'll unveil the 2021 winners, and you'll sample bites and sip specialty drinks along the way. Get your VIP and general admission tickets at Houston.com. culturemaptastemakers.com, houston.culturemaptastemakers.com. July 22nd, Tastemakers is back.
Okay, so there are different rosters here. I've seen some differing opinions. Chris Middleton is in. Drew Holiday is in. Olympic basketball team. Bam Adebayo, in. James Harden, Kevin Durant, in. Draymond Green, Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Dame Lillard. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are still deciding. Chris Paul, Steph Curry, and Donovan Mitchell have all declined. So I think of the original 18, Brooke Lopez was a part of it, but I have not seen him being a part of the last 12. There's only going to be 12. Brooke Lopez was on the 18 list.
Okay.
But I have not seen him on the 12 so far.
Yeah.
And originally, can you imagine if, see, James Harden and Chris Paul was thinking about, Chris Paul just declined.
Yeah. Shams initially tweeted out that Chris Paul was going to go, and then Woj was like, actually, he's not, and then Shams had to correct himself.
Yeah.
So, I get it. Chris Paul could possibly be playing in the NBA Finals. How much don't you want to, you know, rest?
Why is Kevin Love on this team?
I don't know. Other than he was one of the few who wanted to go at that position.
Yeah, I mean, well, would you rather have him or Brooke Lopez? I guess
I'd rather have Kevin Love. I don't want to see Brooke Lopez on
what about Bam
team.
Playing inside? I mean, there's going to be some height in this thing.
Well, yeah,
so.
Bam. Yeah, and then you have Bam is probably more equipped for the European game. I mean, he's a switchable big who can move a little bit. Brooke Lopez does a thing.
Brooke Lopez stuff.
Yeah, he's not the most agile.
No, but this is you're probably going small. Look at the scores that you have: Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Dame Lillard, Kevin Durant, James Harden.
Yeah, I don't think Bam will.
Well,
start.
And Draymond will mix it up inside too. So
yeah, Bam's a big on that roster, but I don't think there's a lot of teams who are just going to punish the U.S. underneath. Just if you go like a small ball five, I don't think that's going to be a concern.
And you never, Jason Tatum, Chris Middleton. You never have to worry about scoring.
No.
I don't care what combination of these guys you have on the floor.
If
Paul George and Kawhi?
Yeah, they've built teams in the team that was terrible, that didn't win, that embarrassed U.S. basketball, was a team built with lack of shooting. And they had lack of guys who could just consistently make a jumper, so they had to fix that. That's the reason why you see a Chris Middleton on the roster. I mean, Chris Middleton has worked himself into being an all-star. But normally, if all things being equal, Chris Middleton's not going to be one of the top 12 players to go over there. And then you start to talk about guys who are declining offers, and then you really need to remember you're going to need shooting.
Well,
and
if Steph was going and Chris Paul was going, Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton wouldn't be there.
I don't know if they classify Chris Middleton as a forward, so he might have made it. But yeah, Drew Holiday's not making it if Steph Curry's going to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, or Chris Paul.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. Now, that's still more than enough, but that's where you see some of these guys make the roster. I mean, in a different, I'm trying to think who would like it, but Joel Embiid doesn't even qualify as a U.S. player, so he wouldn't make it. I'm trying to think of a big who might have kept Bam off the list. Who are the American bigs?
Like, Zion?
Possibly, yeah. And Zion declined.
I wonder why he declined.
I don't, yeah, I would imagine they asked him.
He wants to eat.
See, that's an ugly
thing to
say.
No, he's got to eat.
He can eat over there.
Wow. No, you don't know what that food's going to be like.
You mean Japanese food?
Yeah.
You can find Americanized food over there.
Not what Zion's looking for.
What is he looking for?
I don't know. They like small portions over there. A lot of those restaurants have little bitty portions. They don't want. Well, he's not about that.
He
life.
Can eat a lot of portions. I don't know why Zion declined, actually. Ja Morant could have made it right if before Drew Holiday. I don't know how the process went down and guys quietly declined and it didn't get reported.
To Trae Young?
He might not want to go. He's like, hey,
I'm busy.
I'm tired. I don't want to go over there. I just
finished
Devin
Booker's, he's committed.
I wonder if they make the finals, if he actually goes. It'd be interesting to see if he declines that offer.
I'm going to say this. I think that they're going to win the gold.
You're making that prediction?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm going to go
back in our squad.
I am going to, yeah, I'm fully 100% behind America. So,
you know, Canada would have a pretty good team if those guys actually wanted to play for Canada. You start going through the guys who are actually Canadian. Like, I mean, we're making jokes about Wiggins, but Wiggins could play for Canada. There are a number. Canada would. Jamal Murray could play for. He's not healthy, but Jamal Murray could play for Canada. They could actually. Canada could actually put together a pretty good team, but they could never get those guys to play for them.
If they want to play in the Olympics, Jamal Murray ain't making this Olympic team.
I know, but they never get those guys to play in world championships. Like Kelly Olynyk's Canadian, and he makes it because you know what? Their best players, for whatever reason, don't want to play for Canada.
Hmm.
That could be a team. Not that they would beat the U.S.
It's so liberal over there.
What? What is that? Why would that keep
no
them
one
from?
Wants to, you can't why be would that proud keep them of that from, country.
Why not? They're from
as
there.
As liberal as it is?
You think this country isn't liberal?
No. No. I'm proud of Carl Nassib. That's what I am.
Congratulations. You like Shea Gilgeous is Canadian? They could put together a pretty good team, but they never get those guys to play.
They're not proud of their country. That's why.
Dylan Brooks, one of your favorites.
That's my guy.
Brandon, look, I think if Canada could get all their guys to play, they would compete for the silver. I mean, they'd probably lose to the U.S., but that's a team who could compete. I don't know what their issue is.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
With all those guys. Yeah, if you haven't heard, Carl Nassib, apparently Carl Nassib was the most Googled person. Second was Carl Nassib Republican. Third was Carl Nassib Trump. People trying to find out because he's the number one selling jersey right now in the NFL. People trying to find out, well, let's see if he's got a little Republican in him. Because now we can definitely go after him.
Well, I want to know if I can like him or not.
Yeah. If I can't like him if he's Republican.
Yeah. So if he is a Republican, then I don't buy his jersey. Despite what he believes,
right? What does Trump LGBTQ?
What do you mean?
Because we like him because LGBTQ, but we can hate him because Trump. So does that override? Does that override it?
Do you not support Carl Nassib?
Because he voted for Trump, or he had a positive tweet or retweeted Trump at one point.
Now we don't know that. We just people were looking for that. I would hope not, but I know what this world is about. So I would assume they'd stop supporting him.
You would have to,
yeah. While you're trying to figure out why people will support or not support, I'm still looking at this Canadian basketball team. So Wiggins will play. It looks like RJ Barrett will play. At least they'll try to qualify.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. So and Kelly Olynyk, as I mentioned, Dylan Brooks won't be there. Brandon Clark won't be there. Actually, Kelly Olynyk won't be there either. The rest of it's like Lou Dort, if you weren't aware, is Canadian as well.
What? A Lou Dort?
Yeah.
I mean, James against Lou Dort, one-on-one, who wins?
Well, we saw.
Lou Dort?
We saw for quite a bit of that series that Lou Dort had some nice nights against that Rocket team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So shout out to the guys who are actually playing for the U.S. And I would love to see if Canada could actually be an actual competitor as opposed to, oh, look, we're playing Spain again. Great. Oh, look, Argentina's back. This old ass Argentina team I've been looking at since 2004. Great.
Nobody knows what you're talking about there.
What? You don't remember the Argentine team?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
Manu and everyone else and Luis Scola.
Luis Scola?
Yeah, team. That, if they roll, if Manu, look, if, Argentina's had no
Manu
development.
Manu can't have any hair left, can he?
I mean, it'd be funny to me if Argentina's had no development and Manu's still playing for them. It's been a long time.
He and Scola. Scola's got a giant bald spot.
Yeah, and they're still out there trying to will them to a medal.
Stop, Argentina. We're crying for you, Argentina. That's right. 10:29. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 to hang one segment, and then News of the Words coming your way.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Oh, my goodness, I've been on this before. This bridge, the bridge between, this is a different one. The bridge between Lafayette and Baton Rouge. Or maybe it's a different one. No, I mean, this is the one that goes into, this looks like the one that goes into New Orleans. They had a 5-hour wreck. Have you ever been stuck on any of those, on that bridge?
I've never been stuck on that bridge. The closest I came is when I was driving home from here back when we did national stuff. And there was an overflip. There was a flipped over trailer that took up every lane of 45 South. So I was in one spot for 4 hours because they needed something to lift this thing and get it up. And they couldn't get something in. I was there for 4 hours waiting. There were people peeing near my car to try, because, you know, you can't go anywhere.
Where are you going
to
go? Four hours, I got to pee. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
This guy started fishing. Five-hour wait on the bridge.
There's something.
You know what? He decided, I'm just going to go fishing, which is why you never go further in Louisiana than Lafayette. You just shut it down there. You take a nice little vacation, go eat at one of the restaurants, and then turn around and come home.
You don't want to go deeper into Louisiana?
No, you never want to go deeper there. That's it. You stop at Lafayette. Guess who our new advertiser is?
Who?
Lafayette.
The city?
The city. Yeah.
Advertising
tourism.
With us?
Tourism.
Oh, look
board.
At us.
Yeah.
Are you speaking for him? Are you going to put
on
a fake Cajun?
Yeah, I'm going to be speaking for him next week.
You put on a fake Cajun accent?
No, I ain't going to do a Janoub.
Yeah. Like when you, you're not going to do that when you talk to your father-in-law?
No. Hey, Janoub, how you doing? No, I ain't doing that. And what I'm going to do is we're going to play it, eatlafayette.com. Go to eatlafayette.com. Got a nice, they got nice bargains for you at restaurants all summer long. It's going to be great. Yeah. Lafayette Travel. That's it. Travel, lafayettravel.com.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be happening here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Pray Johnson's Lafayette is where it's at. It is. Randall's too. Pray Jones is excellent. Excellent. It's right up by the racetrack, as a matter of fact. So you go to the track, eat a little Pray Jones, you go to the track.
What is Pray Jones? What is Pray Jones?
Pray Jones is a restaurant.
Oh, I thought it was some weird gator meal that you're talking about.
No. I want to go to New Orleans. We'll fly there, Crystal. I'm on Twitch with the peeps. Hi, peeps. How's my Twitch peeps going today? Mega Blast is on there, as he always is, blasting people. I see that. Chandler, all the peeps are on there today. 713-780-3776. Our Astros win again. And yes, it was somewhat tongue-in-cheek that they can't beat the Orioles. Okay. You guys, really? Really? John told us they couldn't beat the Orioles. Okay. Listen, they sucked against the Tigers. They sucked against the Rangers. I wanted to see them go and kick some ass on crappy teams too. Listen, I love that they beat the great teams. That means more to me because anybody can be a lamb killer. There's a reason those teams suck. When you get to the postseason, you ain't facing no lambs. Guess what? The Astros are going to go in there going, wow, we're awesome. But you know what? Beat up on some lambs too. That would be nice. You still only have a 1-game lead over the A's. As well as you're playing 9 straight wins and you still only have a 1-game lead and your lead in the American League is, well, it's just one. And then Boston is right there as well. And Tampa's really fallen off of late. I think they've lost 7 in a row now. They have really fallen off. So that's a great thing. And then the White Sox, you just kicked their ass. So everything is good. But John said we wouldn't. Okay. You know what? That was a little scary last night. It was a 2-1 game until the 8th inning. Picked up a run in the 8th. And you got to, you know what? Put this team away early. Lopez sucks. That dude, the second time, he's great the first time through the lineup. The second time through the lineup, he has been awful. And the Astros couldn't do anything with him. They picked up a couple of runs. Miles Straw has to take care. If Miles Straw's leading you offensively, then you had a crappy offensive night.
you were, how do I put this? Very, I can't even use the word because, you know, we got rules. Let's say you were scary about this road trip.
You thought I was being wussified.
I would say P word. Uh-huh. You were about this road trip.
Yeah, right. Well, go out and play better.
They did play better.
You're absolutely right. They have. Well, yeah. They won 10-2 and 3-1.
Yeah, they're 2-0. They won the series.
Hey, Greinke doesn't have to sweat a win. Go out there and hit Lopez, one of the worst pitchers in the league.
He was very complimentary of the defense. He said the defense, I think he pretty much said the defense was perfect. He appreciated the defensive effort. John, not every game is going to be one where you can pretty much stop paying attention in the fourth inning. Some games are going to be like this, and you know what? The club still came through.
Yeah, listen, every game can be like that when you're playing a crappy team like the Orioles.
Well, apparently you
don't,
not.
I don't want to be sweating the Orioles.
You weren't. This team's on an 8-game winning streak, now a 9, and you're out here going, guys,
pick it up.
Get me 7 in the first 4 innings. So I don't have to worry about this.
Yeah. I was trying to play poker last night. I got to watch the game.
You know what you are?
I got to watch the game. I got to watch the lottery. We turned off the Astros game to watch the lottery. And everybody's like, hey. I was like,
where were you that you need?
A guy's house. We're playing a poker tournament.
All right, gotcha.
I mean,
this guy doesn't have 2 TVs in his poker room?
He had a living room.
Kind of setup is
this? It was in his living room.
Get the other TV. You got people coming over. You got an event going on.
Don't worry. If it was mine, we would have had plenty of TVs.
What's wrong with this guy?
We'd have plenty of TVs if it was mine.
Is he the
house.
Guy buying jeans for dudes? That's what he sounds like.
No, he's not the guy buying jeans for dudes.
His lack of setup when he's hosting people sounds like he's a guy who buys jeans for other
guys. It was his living room. He doesn't have multiple TVs in there.
Put another TV in there.
What do you mean put a TV in your living room?
Yeah. No. When you got guys coming over. And you're watching things, yeah.
They're playing poker,
and a couple big things were happening that night.
Yeah, a couple big things were happening.
You should understand the situation, guy with the crappy poker setup.
You ever eat a Dino's Pizza?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's good. It's really, really good. I'm looking at it right now. We used to eat there all the time.
You get distracted by pizza. Lance gets distracted by little.
Well, yeah. I'm looking at all Fezzos. I'm looking at Prejean's, Royal Curry. I'm looking at all of it right now on eatlafayette.com. What?
Doesn't that start tomorrow?
No, it starts Monday.
Oh, okay.
Let's get Mr. O in here. What up, Mr. O?
Hey, man. Hey, I finally got a chance to call y'all. This is the best show on radio.
Thank you, pal. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, y'all are the perfect. I don't know how y'all found each other, but you're a perfect combination.
Thank you, pal.
Some of us.
And Granada, you said naturally funny. You had to be rich.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, this is my favorite listener ever. That's my favorite listener ever.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
I mean, one of us is, you know, carrying the weight of the show, but yeah, Granado's good too, I guess.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about anything?
No, I talked to him earlier. He just wanted to say thanks for the show.
I appreciate him. I love that guy.
Thanks for the show.
That's the best guy ever.
Appreciate you. He's in Beaumont.
He's my favorite. He's a Beaumont. We're big in Beaumont. You know that, right?
I'm aware, yeah.
Yeah. Someday we ought to do a show there or something.
You guys drive out there. You guys
didn't
can drive
we do
out
one
there.
Once?
I think you guys did, but I was here. I had to run the board.
Yeah, you need to be out there, and Lance and I need to be in here.
Who's going to run the board?
We'll get Tyler in here.
So why would Art wants
Tyler in there. Or Trey? Didn't Trey run the board for you guys?
It didn't go great. Why do I have to run the board if?
No, you be out there while we're in here.
Why?
And how about we try to run the board, me and Lance?
Well, it goes poorly with Trey. Probably, I'm going to say it'll go worse than that. I've heard you try to do that before.
Yeah. Well, so we got a lot of news. Dell, IKEA's in a little bit of trouble. All right? IKEA is in a little bit of trouble. I don't even know that we're going to be able to read this story.
Then why are you setting it up?
I don't even know. Who's on hold there?
Rick, he wants to talk about his Clippers.
About his Clippers? All right, real quick. We got some news of the weird stories that, woo. So, Rick, what's going on?
Hey, I'm listening. Long since I've been in Houston. Love you guys. But everybody wants the Clippers to stay dogs. Last night in that game, We should have won it.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's talking about how Phoenix is going to take this. somebody's looking at how Tyronn Lue is a hell of a coach. He makes adjustments. Doc Rivers never did that before, and you see that in with the Sixers. He doesn't make adjustments during the game or even after the game.
I don't know what you want us to say. The Clippers aren't that likable.
Yeah, nobody likes the Clippers.
Sorry.
And Rick.
That's all it is. I mean, I'm sure Tyronn
Paul Lue George
won a title. He does make adjustments, but you guys aren't likable. So we're all rooting for the
Suns.
What
is there? No. Who on your team should we root for?
Patrick Beverly? We want to root for him.
I like Pat, yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins, one of the Morris twins.
Oh, come on, man. No, who? I mean, there's nobody.
You guys are not that likable. That's all.
No. Your team is...
You're full of guys.
You're the Clippers.
You're full of guys.
You've always been the Clippers. You always will be the Clippers.
Hey, you're full of guys who've been around a long time and been faced part of the league for quite a bit. And we just don't like you. That's all it is.
Yeah. You're like the White Sox, except the White Sox won once. You're like the Mets. You're the second team in the city.
It's not even that for me. They just got a bunch of guys I don't like rooting for.
Yeah. Well, and that too, but they're also, if the Clippers won it, what kind of, they probably can't even get 12,000 in there.
Well, they're
Who
not
cares?
Allowed.
They're the Clippers.
They're not allowed to have 12,000 in there.
Well, right. No. Even when, now next year, they probably won't put 12,000 in.
The Clippers, look, I grew up in that city. I know about the Clippers being the second team there. And in fact, I rooted for the Clippers in the sense that I didn't want them to be so terrible. I wasn't locked in on them or anything. But this particular iteration of them are a bunch of guys that – who likes these guys?
Let me ask you this. Okay, in the city of L.A., name the teams and how beloved they are. The Lakers are one.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers. The Dodgers and the Lakers. It's probably Lakers-Dodgers.
Yeah, it's clear Lakers-Dodgers.
Lakers-Dodgers. Then?
Well, if they actually have had – well, you mean back then or now?
Now. Rams.
Like the Rams, they don't get people either. But yeah, the Rams, at least there's a history there, despite them moving.
The Angels?
I think they're still considered Orange County. They're not really an L.A. team, despite the name. They're an Orange County team.
Okay. And then the Clippers are probably right there with the Chargers.
Clippers are above the Chargers.
Maybe.
They are, because the Chargers aren't an L.A. team either.
Well, go ahead. If the Chargers win this year, let's see.
Who will see it?
Well, that's a problem. Their stadium, but now they're going to get into the bigger state. They're going to
No, they're already in SoFi. They share with the Rams, but that's the point. You didn't even know they were playing there because they're the Chargers. They play at SoFi.
They're
too.
Not at the 30,000 seat stadium anymore.
They're at the same stadium the Rams are, but no one looks at it as a Charger stadium.
The LA rugby team is probably better, more liked than the Clippers.
Certainly more dominant against Houston teams. The Clippers are a clear fourth team in the city.
Of all, in every city.
And maybe the Kings are probably more well-liked. I forgot about the Kings.
Yeah.
The Kings have won titles.
Yes.
Or at least one. The Kings are more well-liked than the Clippers.
Yes. Yes. So how do you expect anybody to like them?
We can talk about them objectively. Yes. Yeah. They have credited themselves, particularly after last year, and they're blowing that 3-1 lead. They have fought back. They're playing without Kawhi. They won that series against Utah, the number one seed without Kawhi. But as far as the team and its makeup, nobody looking to root for the Clippers.
So when we come back, Del, I don't even know if we can read this IKEA story. Then should we or should we not save a sex toy, a sex doll? I don't know.
We need to save it?
We need to save it. It needs to be saved. And frankly, we did it. I've answered that question, but we'll tell you why on the other side.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN97.5 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?
Pestcontrol.com. That's McGrathPestcontrol.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So a couple of food stories here. Well, we got more than a few. But apparently, are you a big fan of Subway's tuna sandwich?
You could have stopped that. Are you a big fan of Subway? And the answer would have been no.
I'm a big fan of their tuna sandwich.
I've never had it.
You get the olives and jalapenos and put some pickles on there.
I don't like it.
Man, I just...
I don't like tuna set up that way, period. I'm out on that.
There's only one problem with it.
There's no what?
Tuna There's no it? Tuna in it.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah. A lab test failed to find tuna DNA in Subway.
So what's in it?
I don't care.
Then... I get that if you just like it, you're not going to care.
I like the taste of it.
But I wonder what's actually in it.
I hope it's not cat or something. You think? I hope they didn't find any. I don't know what they put in it.
Why wouldn't they just serve a different type of fish?
I just said I hope.
I don't think they flip from not putting tuna in it to putting cat in it. They probably are just using some fish substitute.
Yeah.
At least you better hope they are.
I don't know. Can you call it a tuna? I think Subway's saying, hey, we can call it a tuna sandwich if we want.
If there's no tuna in it?
Yeah, I don't know. So, IKEA, Dell.
You seem very uncomfortable about the story, really? And yet you still want to go for it.
Well, IKEA is a furniture store, right? Or is that a car? Which one is that?
No, that's Kia is a car.
IKEA is the
Swedish furniture store company.
Apparently, they also have a restaurant or they feed their employees in... So on Juneteenth, what do you think the menu was, Del?
Well, I know that the whole thing about IKEA is the meatballs. What was the menu?
It wasn't meatballs.
It wasn't, was it a traditional Southern dish associated with African Americans?
Well, you be the judge. It was.
Go ahead.
It was fried chicken and watermelon.
What? They really leaned into the stereotype.
Who decided that this?
You always need a POC in the room, a person of color, to go, are you sure you want to do that?
What?
Are you sure you guys want to do that? Look,
it's Juneteenth, everybody.
Look, as a person who has had both, and just like a lot of people, fried chicken and watermelon
are great.
But maybe don't use...
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, but don't use Juneteenth as the day you showcase it as a thing you want to give to people. Listen, what was the explanation? Were they asked why they decided? What did they say?
Just decided that was the menu. I don't know. What did you think? Anybody's taking credit for that? No,
or taking blame at least.
Yeah. So, like I am a huge fried chicken.
Fried chicken is great.
Huge fried. We had Damaris fried chicken catered. You know they got the catering, not just the restaurant.
Yeah.
It was excellent. And then last night, we do it every month or whatever, they had fajitas. I don't want to be racist here, but give me that fried chicken anytime.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's good. It's the reason it's very popular, but I don't think using that particular day to like, look, this is how we're showing you that we understand. It's an important day.
Would it be racist if on Cinco de Mayo they had fajitas?
Fajitas is not always used. Doesn't got that same stereotypical feel as the fried chicken.
What about on St. Patty's Day if they had potatoes?
Maybe avoid that. Green beer would be okay, I guess.
Yeah, no, that'd be fine.
That'd be fine.
That'd be perfect.
Maybe not
on St. Joseph's Day. Spaghetti.
What's St. Joseph's Day? What day is
Italian.
That?
What are
I understand
talking
that,
about?
But what day is it?
No one knows.
Then why'd you just say it?
I don't know.
St. Joseph's Day.
California's having a problem. Speaking of food. They have a historic drought going on right now. Your mother told you about this?
She was talking about watering the grass a couple weeks ago. I was like, you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
In my head, I didn't say anything. I'm like, but
Sure? Apparently it's causing the drinking water to taste like dirt. Mm. So officials have come, they say, well, then just add a lemon. So it tastes like dirt lemon.
This is very much like the let them eat cake thing. This is why people hate people in government positions. Like, I'm telling you my water's dirty and your response is to add lemon to it?
Or... You should just probably go to Cabo.
Didn't that governor do that?
Ted Cruz.
Oh yeah. Look.
That's the answer. If you're having a real problem in your state, just go to Cabo.
You have a historic freeze in your state.
Just go.
Just leave.
Would I want to go there? There's no water in California. I'm going to Cabo.
Go
they
to
have
a
water.
More tropical environment with water. Yeah. It seems like a bad
Cabo or Cancun.
I think it might have been Cancun. A bad answer to my water complaint with add flavoring to it.
Yeah, apparently an emergency crew saw a woman floating on top of the water, and they rescued it. Turned out it was a sex doll. Do you think that now this sex doll should be used for wonderful purposes or not?
Well, I don't know.
After being saved.
If after the sex doll has been, I'm going to say, in the water for that long, I don't think it's something you want to use afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it something you just want to, okay, sunk cost, toss that thing. That thing's been floating in what sea, a river?
Yeah, it didn't look good coming out. It looked like.
No.
So don't submerge your sex doll in water for.
No.
For a long while.
I feel like you lost on this one. You go buy another one if you really need a sex doll.
Yeah. Do you know who Vivian Hsu is? H-S-U. She's from Taiwan. She's an actress.
I've never heard of her.
I never heard of her either. But apparently her nickname was Toilet in grammar school. And she.
There's so many images that just popped into my head.
That's just ugly. Your
nickname was Toilet.
Toilet.
What is?
Yeah, I don't want that.
I gotta get the backstory. How did you like? Is it because there's no good reason your name is Toilet.
Kids are horrible people.
They're barely human beings until they're like 12.
Yeah,
when they actually start having empathy,
then they make up nicknames for people like Toilet. And that's probably not even the worst.
There was a girl at our school. This was terrible.
Ooh, what was her nickname?
There was a girl at our school because she was. Now, the school I went to was predominantly African American, but even still, when she was of a darker complexion than most. I don't know if I want to say the name.
I don't know if you want to do that.
Nah,
this.
I'll tell you off the air.
All right, that's
I'll tell
better.
You off the air what people
because
called her.
Because Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.